along with a string of saliva.
Gooey.
The smell made her eyes water. Why did you have to pick today to pass out under my car? And why my car? Why not Mr. Bronicky's car? Mr. Bronicky lived across the alley and spent his retirement coming up with new ways to make Annabelle crazy. Time was running out and she was starting to panic. Do you want to have sex? Because if you come out, we could maybe talk about it. More drool and another putrid snort. This was hopeless. She jumped up and dashed toward the house. 10 minutes later, she managed to lure him out with an open can of beer. Not her best moment. By the time she'd maneuvered Sherman from the alley to the street, she had only 21 minutes left to navigate the traffic into the loop and find a place to park. Dirt streaked her legs, her shirt was crumpled, and she'd broken a fingernail when she'd opened the beer can. The extra 5 pounds that had accumulated on her small-boned frame since Nana's death no longer seemed like such a big problem. 10:39. She couldn't risk the construction gridlock on the Kennedy Expressway, so she cut over to Division. In the rearview mirror, another curl sprang free of her hairspray, and perspiration glistened on her forehead. She detoured down Halsted to avoid more road repair. As she maneuvered Sherman's tank-like bulk through the traffic, she scrubbed at her dirty legs.